much, Ms. Chairman. On behalf of the OIC member states, we congratulate you on your re-election as the chair rapporteur of this working group. We also thank you and the drafting group for preparing and presenting the commentaries and text of the draft convention on the right to development. These are solid bases for further discussions. We are confident that 21st session's deliberations would advance our work in finalizing the legally binding instrument aimed at operationalizing the right to development and making tangible progress towards achieving the sustainable development goals. Ms. Chairman, the OIC believes that the realization of the right to development is essential both for human development and for enjoyment of civil, political, economic, social, and cultural rights. This principle has already been codified in the Vienna Declaration and Program of Action and the UN General Assembly's Declaration on the Right to Development, that all human beings are indivisible, interdependent, and interrelated. The OIC reaffirms the importance of promoting and protecting all human rights in a fair and equal manner and with the same emphasis and everywhere. Rising external debts and absence of sustained financing have undermined the capacities of states, especially developing countries, to achieve sustained growth and investment in human development. Additionally, COVID-19 pandemic has further exacerbated the existing health, social, and economic inequalities. According to recent estimates, more than 110 million people have been pushed back to extreme poverty. 265 million are facing hunger crisis, and over 250 million have lost jobs in just 1 year. As enshrined in the 2030 Sustainable Agenda vision, development-based strategies and advancement of human rights are mutually reinforcing, with each making a unique and essential contribution to the other. Rampant poverty, widening inequalities, malnutrition, lack of access to shelter, and safe drinking water are stark reminders of the unfinished agenda and responsibility. Despite repeated commitments, we are far behind in achieving key SDGs. It is imperative to eliminate obstacles in the realization of the right to development and make it a reality for everyone everywhere. Since the outbreak of the pandemic, the OIC has remained actively engaged in efforts to address the pandemic, including efforts to address the pandemic-induced health, humanitarian, social, and economic impacts. The Islamic Development Bank has allocated $2.3 billion, especially for least developing countries, to mitigate the negative socioeconomic impacts of COVID and to enable them to realize their right to development. Mr. Chairman, we need to walk the talk. The situation demands collective will, effective international cooperation, and an equitable and transparent international economic and financial order. While primary responsibility of promoting human rights lies with the concerned state, other states, UN system, international financial institutions have the collective responsibility to align international development policies in ways that help in the realization of the right to development. This approach, inter alia, requires creating conditions conducive for increased liquidity, debt sustainability, fiscal space, transfer of technology, and reform of the global financial and economic architecture. We are confident that the legally binding instrument would help bridging the gaps and strengthening capacities of states in promoting and protecting human rights, especially the right to development, thus making a tangible progress towards achieving the SDGs. The OIC assures its full support and cooperation to you, Mr. Chair Rapporteur, the Special Rapporteur, and the expert mechanism in fulfilling their respective mandates. I thank you.
Thank you,